Again, God bless you, every one of you that have joined in tonight. Tonight, we're going to be ministering as the Lord has directed me on why we pray. Why do we pray? And then why do we have this prayer line every single week? What's the real reason? What's the purpose of this prayer line? What do we expect to get from it? What does the Lord want us to learn as a result of prayer? Well, I'm glad you asked all those questions. Thinking about why we pray. Number one, God's word instructs us to pray. He instructs us. And one of the scriptures I'm going to talk about tonight is Luke, the 18th chapter and the first verse. And it says, and this is Jesus talking, and he says, "And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men should always to pray and not to faint." In other words, pray all the time, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're confronted with, that we pray. Be prayerful at all times. That means don't faint, means don't give up. Continue to pray. We keep our prayers constant before the Lord. So if the answer doesn't come tomorrow, well, Lord, I'll be right here the next day. And Lord, if it doesn't come today, I'll be back here again. And our prayers constantly going before God. And what's happening is, as we persist in prayer, we grow in character, we grow in faith, and we grow in hope. Based on what I just said, Lord, if the answer don't come today, I have the faith, I'm believing that I expect it tomorrow, and so forth. See, we live by faith. That's what the word said. The just shall live by faith. You and I, we live by faith every single day. We don't give up. We're looking for the manifestation of the answer. Again, why we pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Constantly we're praying. Now, we understand that you cannot spend 24/7 on our knees in prayer. We understand that. But when it says pray without ceasing, that means we are to maintain a prayerful attitude. You don't have to be all loud and you don't have to be outrageous in it, but you're walking in the Spirit. You have this attitude of prayer. And this attitude is built upon acknowledging and our dependence on God. Lord, just before I picked up this phone to dial into this prayer line, I said, Lord, I need you. I need you. As I always say every single Wednesday night, Lord, I need you. Hallelujah. Have your way in my life. So we're acknowledging our dependence on God. We're letting him know and our faith in him that he will answer prayer. Our prayerful attitude is not a substitute for regular times of intentional prayer. Let me say that again. Just because we maintain that prayerful attitude, maybe driving down the road, maybe going through the supermarket, we're in the mall, we could be at work or wherever, we're maintaining that prayerful attitude, but it is not a substitute for the regular times of intentional prayer, prayer on purpose. That kind of intentional prayer is when we have a time that we shut away with God, shut out everything, and we spend that time with God, one-on-one, uninterrupted. But we should, with this intentional prayer, it should be an outgrowth of the prayers that we pray all the time. Amen. One more reason that I'm giving you, because I got a lot to cover, but I won't be able to do all of it, but I'm going to do as much as I can. In Mark 11:24, Jesus said, "What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Notice, Jesus did not say, what things you desire, you know, if you pray, but he says, when you pray. That's indication we ought to be praying consistently. We must believe and doubt not in our hearts that what we ask the Father for in the name of Jesus will come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor said it like this last night. Jesus, we need Jesus to step in the situation. Step in. I said, Lord, step in my situation, whatever it is. Step on in it. Hallelujah. We pray in line with God's will for our lives. Amen. We have one of the scriptures we've been reading. We don't pray and ask amiss so that we can just put things and load it up on our own selves and our own lusts and different things like that. But we pray in line with God's will. We pray His word. When you pray His word, you can't get any more in line with His will than that. Pray in His word. In fact, the Lord says, put me in remembrance of my word. And we understand that the Lord, He values His word. He watches over His word to perform it. Amen. So that's why it's important to pray, to know the word, and then we can pray. We can decree, declaring what the scripture has already said. Amen, somebody. Say amen to that. It's a matter of saying, Lord, by your stripes, I was healed. Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. That is His word. Hallelujah. Listen, we're moving right along. Let's define it. What is prayer? Prayer is the God-given communication link between heaven and earth. Think about that. Prayer is the God-given communication link between heaven and earth and between the time and eternity, the finite and the infinite. Prayer is just simply communing with God, our Creator. Prayer is the divinely authorized means to access the kingdom of heaven, and to get the kingdom to intervene in the affairs on our earthly life. Let me say that again. Prayer is a divine authorized means. It's the tool. It's one of the most powerful tools as believers. The most powerful tool that we can use is prayer. It gives us the divine authorization to access the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. And to get the kingdom of heaven to intervene in the affairs of our earthly life. You know, the scripture says, one of the scriptures, part of the Lord's Prayer, says, Lord, give me this day my daily bread. In other words, give me everything I need to sustain me today. And then forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, thy will be done, thy kingdom done, on earth as it is in heaven. So how do we pull down the things? You have to see it in the spirit realm. Pull it down from the kingdom realm in heavenly realm, here in the earthly realm. Glory to God. I hope I haven't lost anybody. I haven't lost you. Now, hallelujah. That's what we pray. We have a heavenly God who's not so high that He don't hear us. You know, and he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Amen, somebody. So prayer is God's pass to us, is what He's given us, that gets us a personal audience with Him one-on-one. Oh, I like that. And that's what He's already authorized. Prayer is spiritual authority, comes through prayer and through repenting of sin, such as the sin of unforgiveness. In other words, when we come before the Lord, we need to come and ask Him for forgiveness, asking for the grace and the mercy that we will need to obtain the answers through prayer. Amen. Prayer enables us to access God's power in our lives. But unrepentant sin, it blocks God's power. My God, we want to come clean with God. When we come to the throne, we want to come with a whole heart, with a submissive to Him, with a repentant heart. Oh, yes. And there's nothing wrong with asking God, God, if there's anything in my life that's not like you, anything in my life that's hindering my prayer or answering my prayer, answer to my prayer. God, take it out. Bring it to my remembrance. Remove it. Hallelujah. That should be our attitude when we come into prayer and come into acknowledge and talk communication with God. So I kind of quickly went through, sort of just briefly, what is prayer? Other thing I want to talk to you about is prayer is a challenge. Is it a challenge? Yes. Absolutely, it is a challenge. It's a challenge to pray for all of us. I don't care what your title is. I don't care what God has given you to do and what your position is, how high you are in the church realm. It makes no difference. Prayer is still a challenge. It's a challenge. Sometimes it's very difficult to pray. Why? First of all, real prayer is work. I'll say that again. Real prayer, sincere prayer, submissive prayer is work. It's more than saying, now, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. You know, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. Hallelujah. No, no, no. Real prayer. Real prayer is prayer. It takes time, and it takes some energy in prayer. Hallelujah. And you know what? And I'm going to tell you, before it's over, you're going to see why it's a challenge. And here's another thing. Have you ever set your mind to pray? I mean, you had all good intentions to pray. And then all of a sudden, it looked like the telephone rings. It had rang all day, but it rings at this time. Or there's a knock at the door. Or there's all kinds of different distractions. Here's one that I'm sure that you can relate to. You had your mind set to pray and everything, and you sit up. It's kind of like this one is a little mistake to do it like this, and I think we've all been there. I think I just prop myself up in the bed, and I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to read this scripture. Yeah, right. Next thing you know, my head is nodding. I don't even know when I fell asleep. And, you know, sometimes when you get ready, you can be on your knees and get ready to pray, but all of a sudden, a heavy spirit of sleep just falls upon you. First thing you know, you're asleep on your knees. You're in the right position. I mean, of course, the position doesn't really matter, but I wouldn't advise just sitting in bed after a long day's work and you say, okay, I'm going to pray. You're subject to go to sleep because that's only natural. The body is tired. But I'm telling you, when you set aside the time to pray, sometimes that sleep just seems to overtake you. Let me tell you what. The scripture tells us, the enemy of our soul, he knows, the enemy, the devil, he knows that if he can keep us from consistently communing with God, he can keep us defeated and never rising to the point that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. The devil knows that. He knows that. So the devil doesn't want you to study the word of God, and he doesn't want you to pray. Because when you study the word, when you understand the word, and through prayer, the Holy Spirit will open up his word to you. If the enemy can keep you from those two things, can keep you from learning the word of God, studying the word of God, applying the word of God, and then praying. Because he will know that he's already defeated. He's a defeated foe. He cannot win. And that's why there is a struggle sometimes. There is a prayer. There is a press to pray. It is a challenge. And we know what we're dealing with. As the scripture says in Ephesians 6, it tells us we're in a spiritual battle. Oh, yes. It says, look, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what the word says. And see, when you know that, and the enemy knows that, if he can keep you from doing certain things, and he'll come in, you know, kind of cunning. He's not going to come to you with a pitchfork and a black suit or whatever. No, he comes smooth. And sometimes if you're not paying attention, and then we can easily be overtaken by something that didn't seem like there's no harm to it, but that the enemy knows. Remember, the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, to kill your joy, to kill your hope, to destroy your faith, to destroy your belief in God. Let me tell you, we are in a fight. I've said this several times, and we can see the way the world is going even now. It just see things happening even more and more. Looks like a cluster of things happening. Before we get out one thing, we're in something else. But let me tell you, we know what the Word of God says. The Word says, we have to know this, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. But we, there are some things that we have to do. We call everything is not the devil. Some things are things that we neglected to do. 1 Peter 5 and 8 told us, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, watch, be watchful. It tells us, the Word tells us to watch as well as pray. So he's saying, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, didn't say he was a lion, but he as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We got to watch. You got to keep your guard up. That's why we got to keep our prayer life up. We got to watch as well as pray. Amen. Walking in the Spirit to know that you can see the things that are ahead. Asking God to order your steps. He will direct our path. He will lead us in the path of righteousness. Amen, somebody. Amen. Praise God. And then one last thing I want to cover here, and I'm going pretty fast because I want to spend time in the prayer, but yet we have to understand, why are we on this prayer line? Why do we dial in every week? What do you, ask yourself this question, what do you expect to receive from the prayer line of calling in and dialing in? Do you expect to receive just prayer? Somebody pray for me. Help me to pray. I have a need, or I want to learn what more about God. And, you know, it just, and I try to give a little bit of the Word as well as the prayer, because see, the Word is what we stand on. The Word is what we're building our faith upon. The Word is not going anywhere. The Word is quick and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word lets us know what we are entitled to. Maybe next week, if the Lord's will, I'll have an opportunity to talk a little bit more about prayer. And I ask the Lord all the time, teach me, Lord, teach me how to pray. Show me how to pray. The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to, but the Holy Spirit knows how to commune with God, knows how to take what's in our heart, in our spirit, and take that directly to the Lord. Amen. But I'll list a few purposes of this Dream Team prayer line, why we come on this line every week, why the Lord has me prepared, and we are learning all at the same time. Number one, we teach and we expound on the Word of God. Amen. We try to explain that, and we learn together. We cultivate and we build our faith in God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Number three, it helps us when we come together today collectively. It helps us to understand our God-given position in Christ, which we are kingdom children. Did you know that you're a kingdom child? We are children of the Most High God. And this is what I'm saying, maybe I'll have an opportunity to talk about kingdom children. Kingdom work. Amen. Also, understanding the power of our prayers. The Word that tells us we're two or three gathered together in my name. He promised to be in the midst to bless the needed one. Praise God. And it gets a little bit deeper. The reason that we're on this prayer line, because we have access to God's holy presence based on the authority of Jesus Christ, based on the doors that Jesus Christ has opened for us, based on the fact that Jesus, he's won the victory. He is seated on the right hand of God the Father. He is constantly make intercession for you and I. Praise God. He has given us that authority to access the kingdom, the presence of the Lord. Amen. Kingdom presence is established. It's the established mechanism to advance God's kingdom. Praise God. His kingdom agenda. Praise God. That's kingdom prayer. Kingdom prayer is established mechanism to advance God's kingdom agenda. It's not about us. We're not on here to advance our agenda, but we're here to learn of God and advance his agenda. So we learn how to pray together. We learn the word of God. God expects us to go out in the world and be able to advance his agenda, the kingdom agenda. Tell somebody about the Lord. Every one of us has a testimony. We can, if it's no more than, I'm thankful that God woke me up this morning, that I'm able to see and have the activities of my limbs. I'm thankful that we're still in the land of the living. Amen. So we may talk about that later another day. Kingdom prayer is all about authority. I'll say it again. Kingdom prayer is all about authority. Most of the time, we don't think about prayer like that, in that way. And we don't even approach prayer with that mindset. And that's what we need. You don't have to be in a church to do that. Even when you say, "Our Father who art in heaven," you're realizing who he is and the authority that he is, and that you can come boldly before the throne, and that we may find grace for whatever it is that we are going through. That kind of mindset is what we need to understand. When we come before the Lord, we come before, it's about the authority that God has given us, that we come before him and that we ask in the name of Jesus. There's power when we begin to ask God things in the name of Jesus. Do you realize the power and authority that you possess if you are a born-again child of God? When you approach the throne of God, do you realize that if we pray in faith in the mighty name of Jesus, that authority, that name alone is authority. Demons believe, they hear that name, and the Bible says they tremble at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We talked about that, I think about a week ago, talking about if you call his name, and you call his name with the mindset of who he is and the reverence and the submission to him, Jesus, let me tell you what, something happens when you call the name Jesus. Glory to God. Prayer is one of the most effective things we can do as believers. I'm going to wrap up with this scripture. Says Ephesians 3 and 20 says, "Now, right now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think, according to the power that works in us." I told you, this is kingdom authority, kingdom power. When we are real with God, when we live a life that is sanctified, set aside, set apart for the kingdom or the master's use. Amen, somebody? Oh, my God. I went through this kind of fast, but it looked like we couldn't cover it all, but yet one day God gives us the authorization to do it. We will talk more about authority in Jesus, kingdom authority. Amen. Glory to God. But we got to move on. Amen. So that's why we pray. That's the purpose of prayer. And everything. And yes, we know there are challenges, but just be real. Be sober. Keep your mind stayed on him. He will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. That we can keep the victory. Praise God. All right. Earlier today, I said, "Lord, I need extra strength." I just getting to say, God, I just This morning when I woke up, I said, God, I need extra strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have a long prayer list tonight, and I want to call these names, and we're just going to pray. And you know, I may not mention every situation that they're going through, but yet and still, God knows. But we want to be in agreement. We want your prayer. We want to connect with each other. We're going to pray, and we're going to touch that the kingdom of God, and that the kingdom of God will send the results, with that the prayers will be answered, that people will come back with testimonies, knowing that, hey, I once was this, but look what God has done for me. All right, we're continuing prayer for my son, Michael Bolden. I am so excited how God is blessing him. I texted him this morning. I says, how are you doing? He says, I am doing good, and I expect to do good every single day. Oh, I know what God is awesome. We're praying for Sister Shirley Brown, praying that God will continue to give her strength, continue to bless her each and every day. We're praying for my grandson, Malik Doyle, and also Nikki and Mike, we pray for the Doyle family. We're continuing to believe. When I look at my little grandson, I continue to say, God, I continue to stand in the gap. I believe you for his complete healing. We are praying for Sister Dorothy Crawley. The Lord will just encourage her heart, heal her, make her whole and complete in him. Amen. We're continuing a prayer going up for Marnice. Hallelujah, and also Renata McFarland, praise God, that God will give her complete healing and give her the strength that she needs, hallelujah, the faith that she needs to continue on, taking God at his word. Oh, we are blessed to continue to pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. God brought her home out of the hospital, and praise God, we went to see her on Sunday. She looked good on Sunday, and we thank God that she's doing better. We continue to pray even for our old Deacon Walter Brown. God, strengthen his heart. Give him that peace of God. I saw him suddenly. He looked good. Prayer changes things, makes a difference. We continue to pray for Sister Wanda Royal and Brother Wesley Royal, that God will give her strength as she's going through. She's going through the things that she's enduring, but with Christ in her, it's the hope of glory, and knowing that Christ is with her all the time. We continue to pray for Deacon Robert and Sister Shirley Cooper. God is blessing them. The report was that she said they're feeling better, so we praise God for that. We're praying for my nephew, Rodney Sally Jr. The Lord will heal him, strengthen him, encourage his heart, let him know that somebody, we're praying for him. And we're praying continuously still for Mother Doris Bolden and the Johnson family, praying that God will strengthen her heart. We're praying also for Sister Betty Ann Davis. God, continue to strengthen her. Continue to give her that peace of God. To continue to give her that press in her soul that she's standing on your word. And she's looking for the healing, complete healing. We're praying also for Brother David Sims and Darlene Sims, praying that God give him the strength that he needs to carry him through. Deliverance belongs to him. Healing belongs to him. We're praying for Sister Sandra Brock and believe in God that he would take her through on, I believe it's this coming Monday, that she has open heart surgery. See, it's important. We need prayers. We need each other's prayers. We're praying for our brother Solomon Graves and Kathy, his mother Kathy Graves. Solomon's going through some changes in his life, but we know that God is able to deliver him and to set him free. We continue to pray his strength. We pray for Sister Carolyn Johnson. She had surgery today. We're believing God for her complete healing. Oh, my God, and we believe in God that her healing process will take place and that it will be swift and that God will give her the strength. And then people that are taking care of her will be blessed. Praise God. We're praying for, she's a First Lady, Joy Franklin, praying for her as she's going through something in her body. The healing belongs to her. Praying for Sister Mary Ann Heal, that God sends deliverance her way. We're praying for continuously Bishop Roy Foots. He has challenges in his body. God is still able to do it. God is still able to strengthen him, and healing belongs to him. We're praying for still Brother Jamari Woodson. God knows what he's endured. God knows what he's is going through. And the Lord is able to heal him and bring him out. Strengthen him each and every day. Strengthen his faith in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And there's so much sickness and the people that are in the shut-in. We pray for the bereaved families. And so we just a lot, as you can see, this is a lot, and this is only a little small portion. There's many, many more, and that you may have on your prayer list, but let's join together. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we glorify you. We praise you. God and Father, we step into your presence tonight, even as your word has instructed us, that we come before you with praises. We bless you, God. We will bless you at all times. Your praises, hallelujah, shall always, always be in our mouth. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for our salvation. We are complete in you. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for drafting us in to your family. Hallelujah. We are a called out people. You have made us a holy nation. Yes, we are a peculiar people. Set aside for your will. Set aside for your glory. Set aside for your honor. So God, we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. We acknowledge you. We adore you, God. We submit ourselves to you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, anything in us that's not like you, God, cleanse us. Take it out of us, God. We want to have clean hearts. Hallelujah, just like David. David says, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Glory to God. Now, Father, you actually heard every single name that I called, and even names I didn't call. I even called my son, Curtis Bolden, that's on the highway, on the road, God, that you will bless and protect him. Not only him, all those truck drivers, those long-distance drivers and all. God, keep the angels and keep round about them. Keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we ask for your healing virtue to flow right now as we join our faith together in the name of Jesus, God. You're already there. You're there. You occupy all space at all time. You're omnipresent, God. You're all-knowing. Hallelujah. All-powerful, God. Have your way, God. Minister, whatever the need is in every one of these names, these people that we have called, God. You know what they stand in need of. Father, I thank you, Lord, when I look to you, God. I look to you for help. You are my help. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You are with us always, even to the end of the world. Father, encourage hearts. Encourage someone. Ease the pain tonight, God. Hallelujah. Those that just come out of surgery. Hallelujah. Those yet to go into surgery. Father, increase their faith. Let them look up to you and live. Let them look to the hills from which comes their help. Father, all of our help, it comes from you tonight. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We are thanking for the peace of God that passes is all understanding. We thank you, Lord, even as they're going through each one, the different situations. God, you would give them your peace. You would give them your rest. You would give them faith and confidence more in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you're not going to let us go through more than we're able to bear. But you know, God, with every temptation, you will make a way of escape. We call on you tonight. We call forth the healing, God, the virtue of healing. We call forth the heavenly angels, Lord, that you will send and that you have assigned to each one, that you will allow them to minister. Bring healing, God. Let the healing come in their wings, God. Hallelujah. Let us, God, to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hide us tonight, God. Hide us under your wings, God. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray tonight. We pray tonight that we will commit our way to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. That we will love like you said love. Increase our love. Increase our faith. Increase our hunger and thirst after righteousness. For we shall be filled, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our children, God. Send your word, God. Open up their understanding, protection. God, let the angels protect them, that no hurt, no harm, no danger. The enemy can't touch them, Lord, because you got them covered. You got them covered under your wings. We are praying. I know, God, that you are hearing this word. You are hearing this prayer. That, God, that your word means everything, God. You said that you will send her. Send your word and heal. Send your word and deliverance. Send your word and take freedom. Give them freedom in whatever they're going through, Father. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you in all of our ways, knowing that you will direct our path. Order our steps, God. Bless those on this line right now. Right now, under the sound of my voice, Lord, bring us into a higher height in you. Bring us into a new level, God, a new dimension of praise, a new dimension of prayer, a new revelation, understanding that you reveal your word to us. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, step into each one of our lives. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge you, Lord. We worship you, God, in spirit and in truth tonight. We love you, Lord. Bless everyone. Meet every single need, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to walk soberly before you. Help us to walk circumspectly. Help us to walk humbly before you, God, knowing, God, that whatever that we say, with things that we do, that we're going to have to give an account for it, because your word says so. Have your way, God. You're able to keep us. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless you, Lord. Thank you for our church. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the ministers. Thank you for the leaders. Help us. Thank you for every single member. Help us, God, to be that church that's doing your will, God. Help us to be that church, God, that will give you the praises, that give you the honor, that we will worship you, God, that we will enter into your gates with courts with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And we will enter in, God, with praises on our lips, God. Hallelujah, God. Have your way, God. Not only our church, bless all the other churches. Help the church world to wake up. The church world is in trouble, Lord. God, we have taken it too lightly. We know that, Jesus, you are coming back, for persons or people that are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, God. Fix us, God. Grow us up, God. Groom us in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Your will be done. Help us to open up our hearts right now and say, yes, Lord. My soul say yes to your will. My soul say yes in the morning. My soul say yes in the evening. My soul say yes. Hallelujah. Yes, I will obey. Yes, I will love. Yes, I'll humble myself. Yes, I'll look to you. You're the author, the finisher of our faith. Yes to your will. Put a yes down in our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Now, Father, we prayed this prayer. We have prayed this authoritative prayer. We've prayed this kingdom prayer in your name, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we prayed it in faith, believing. We prayed it in line with your word. And so, therefore, God, we thank you. We thank you for the answer. We receive our healing. We receive the blessing. We receive the answer. God, we thank you and we bless you, God. And we know that your will is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God with me. Praise the Lord right along with me on this line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We glorify you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We glorify you right now, God. We thank you. Hey, God, we bless you. Glory to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being on the line tonight.
Yes,
I know you had to be blessed. I know you received that word tonight.
Yes.
And I'm thanking God. Thank God for how he blessed us. How even I might be the one who delivered the word, but yet and still I said, God, help me. Help me to be that person that you are calling for in this day and time. Amen.
Yes.
So I want you to be blessed. I want you to grow in God and just be encouraged. Walk in your kingdom authority. We're going to learn more about that if God says so. So continue to be blessed. Love each other. Love someone.
Yes.
Pray for us. We need your prayers.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. We love you. And may God continue to smile upon you is my prayer. In Jesus' name. And I will say amen. And good night. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.